You're listening to the Frontline Podcast with Matthew Elder, Matt Burt, and Conley Billingsley.
When like we were watching the Conway Corbin when they threw the pick, they were like, after he threw the pick, they were like,
I did watch the broadcast.
They were so mad, man. And then they go, "Where's they're not big and tall? Nick Miller's big and tall linebacker. Of course he's big and tall."
Now let's get to the show to find out what's happening this week with the Bryant Hornet offensive line.
Yo, what is up, guys? Welcome back to the Ninth Ever Pod. This is going to be a special one. Second one this week.
And
we got a banger for you guys. We're pretty hyped for this. We got five guests. Sounds like a lot. They got one mic and they're all sharing it.
Bi-week extravaganza.
Bi-week extravaganza. You missed your three-time appearance on the pod. This is his third one. What's up, Mr. Ratliff.
What's up?
Then we got Carter and we got Drake.
Drake Fowler. What's up, guys?
And then we got, you know, yours truly, James Martin.
Hey, how you guys doing?
Yep, we got James in here. And then we got our boy Walker.
Jordan freaking Walker.
This is his second appearance and a first-timer, too. Nick Miller, man.
Howdy, howdy, howdy.
Heck of a game Friday. Played a great game against Conway. Fumble recovery and a pick. Yep. So, yeah, we're feeling good. So today, like we said in the earlier pod, it produced, right? It's already produced.
It should be reposted.
Like we said in the earlier pod, we're going to come up with two this week. This one's going to be a banger. So we got some questions for the boys. We've got some trivia, and we're going to see who the smartest Bryant Hornet is. Are we taking bets? Who do you think the smartest is? Who do you think's the smartest? Okay, well, I see some hands from Nick and Jordan. I love it.
No, it's me.
All right, well, let's get into the questions. So we got 15, like, Bryant history legacy questions, and then we got 15 just basic trivia questions that we read up for the boys. So I'm thinking how we do this is just hold the mic, and then if you know the question, you have to know it to raise your hand. Don't just raise your hand. Raise your hand if you know it, and then pass the mic to the first person that raised your hand. So you can hold the mic, Nick, and then you're going to pass it off to whoever raises their hand first. First question, what was the score in the 2021 state championship Bryant versus Fayetteville?
Oh, I know.
Drake.
42-38.
That is correct. Wow. Drake Fowler, 1 point. I love that. Baby. Great job. All right, question number two.
We tallying him up or what?
I mean, we're tallying him up. I mean, Bert, you can tally him up. Somebody can tally him up. I mean, Carter, you can tally him up. I don't care. It don't matter to me. Just keep track of the score. Question number two. This might be a tricky one. What year did Bryant start the winning Salt Bowl streak? I saw Walker first. Do you have a guess? It's a tricky question. Pass him the mic. Pass him the mic. Walker, raise his hand. Walker, don't got it? What do you think it is?
Your guess.
2006.
No, not 2006. James was next.
2014.
That is incorrect. Carter was next.
Is it 01, 2001?
No.
Actually, hold up.
Before you guys are in the wrong direction. You got to think.
We technically haven't. It's not lost. It's since the last time we won. We tied a year.
Yeah. What year did we tie? Somebody already said. So what year did we start winning?
I was next.
Drake was next, but.
2015.
We tied 2014. It's a tricky question, but we didn't win that year. Technically, we tied. So, who are we giving that to?
I don't know.
No, I mean, do you just want to do a no contest? No blurting out answers. Yeah. No blurting out answers.
Idiots.
You had your turn and you said it. Next question. What was Bryant's logo before the Hornets?
I saw Ratliff first. I saw Ratliff first.
The Mustangs.
The Mustangs is correct. We've got one and one. And then we'll give James one, just making ones across the board, man. That's just fair. Okay. Question number four. What Bryant game was the score 44-40 in a shootout game in 2020? I saw Walker. Who did we play?
Trinity Christian.
That is correct.
Wow. What
Jordan
a game.
Walker.
Yeah.
That game was a shootout. You were in eighth grade during that game? Because I was in ninth grade. Wow. Good job. That is a great job. That was an awesome game. I tell you what. All right. Question number five. Let's get into it. Which running back in Bryant history has the all-time rushing yards record? I saw Fowler first.
Is it Chris Rockall?
That is incorrect. Mm. James Martin.
Latavian Scott
is correct.
There we go. Running back there.
He had around 3,147 career yards or something like that. So.
Shut up, Nick.
Oh, man. Yeah, Chris Rockall was second. It was pretty close.
Seventh.
Yeah, seventh.
About to break
Clap it up for James, man. Let's go, baby. Wow.
Get it, baby.
Number six. I like this question. You guys aren't probably going to know it. Who in Bryant history has the longest interception return? Walker?
Kyle Knox.
No. It's not Kyle Knox. Fowler.
Travis Quick.
It is Travis Quick. Great job. No. Great job. Travis Quick, 97 yards. Okay, Kyle Knox, he scored. I'm pretty sure Coach Quick didn't score. This one was like without scoring was the question.
A 98-yarder without scoring.
Yeah, I think he had 97 yards without scoring. I think it said longest interception return, but then Kyle Knox has said longest interception, like pick six.
He goes a while, but he
Quick fell up the nine, like 3-yard line. What's the score? You got two? You have three? What do you have? James has one.
Man.
Okay. Wow.
I have two. I have one. Nick has zero.
Oh, you said Latavian Scott, and then we gave you a charity point. Do you, you have two.
I have two.
You have two.
They did the no context.
Yeah.
We'll give you a charity point, man. You can take a charity point. All right, next question. Question number seven. Who has the most recorded starts in Bryant history? There's three acceptable answers. Carter Ralph.
Jordan Knox.
No. Not on there. Yeah. He got – no, because he got in trouble two games his senior year, and he didn't play. No, there's three. I had three options. He did – I don't think – no. Okay, all these three people started every game but one.
It's got to be Big Will.
That's an acceptable answer, Will Diggins. Will Diggins, Brooks Edmondson.
I thought we were going to answer all three.
No, there's one more. You guys might know him. Does any this is a hard one. Do you know who it is?
I mean, I know the answer, but I don't know who it is.
Anybody have a guess?
It's unexpected.
It's defensive line. Okay, does anybody? Oh, okay. Throw it out there. Do you know a last name? It's an important last name in Bryant history. This is one someone can get. I'll give you a hint. He's. Who has the most recorded starts in Bryant history?
You said it's an important last name.
There's an important last name. He has a dad. That's pretty important. I'm just saying, like, a dad that's important. Like, he has a dad that's important.
His dad used to be in charge of the booster club.
There you go. Does that help? He's not in charge of the booster club anymore. Anybody? He's on the wall. He's a defensive lineman on our wall.
Ooh.
I know his name is. Cam is Cam.
No, no, that's not him.
No,
not him.
Right now.
Guess the last name.
Is it Moody or whatever?
It's not. No. It is Hayden Knowles, Mark Knowles' son.
Oh.
Hayden Knowles. He's like right in front of where we walk out. The little white, white guy like this. Probably he missed two games his senior year because he got in trouble. I think. I'm sure. He didn't start. He didn't start a couple games though. You can fact check it, but this was like I don't know. It could be true.
They made Brooks come out, didn't they? That what it was? They made Brooks not play.
Brooks and Will miss one game apiece, and then Hayden Knowles miss one game.
Kyra keeps it up. No. Kyra's going to be that guy.
If Kyra plays every game this year, he will beat the record.
Next year.
By one. Next year. He'll beat it by one. Next question. Question number eight. This one's a good one. They're getting a little harder. Who kicked the longest field goal and made it in Bryant history?
Brock Funk.
It is not Brock Funk.
That's what I thought.
It's a 49-yarder. He made
No way it's Fuller.
Nope.
No.
I'll give you a hint. He gave us a pep talk speech last year before the game. We'll give it to Walker.
Hayden Ray.
Hayden Ray. Gave it, yeah.
UCLA Bears legend.
49-yarder.
Wow.
We can't hit 29-yarders.
Okay.
UCA.
He's graduated. He just graduated. Question number nine. You know, this one's controversial because it's like old. Well, it's not old, but it's okay. I'm going to ask it. Most rushing touchdowns in a game besides James Martin.
What?
Well, you can't do that.
We're doing that because that's obvious. There's one more, and it's with him. But he scored one less touchdown.
Bro,
I think. I'm not sure.
Christian Rycroft? Sure.
No.
No.
Latavian Scott.
No.
No.
He scored five against Conway in 2020.
Tanner Anderson.
No. You can't guess anymore. I need Miller or Ratliff or something.
What's his name?
Oh my God.
He was a transfer in. Was he transferred from North
Carolina? Transferred in?
He's my
Jamarion Bracey.
Jamarion Bracey. All right, we'll give it to you. Jamarion Bracey.
That doesn't count, bro. I mean, it's tied. Man, it's tied.
Wait, Jace, Jace, how many you got in one game?
Five.
He has five.
They both have five.
But, I mean, they're tied. That's really bad.
Yeah.
Sorry, that's
bad. What's the score? What do you have, two or three? You have three. You have two.
No.
You have
Wait, no, I have
one.
If I score one more touchdown, I hold the most.
No, I have four because I just got Hayden Ray, then Jamarion, then my first one was.
Okay.
You have three.
Yeah.
Okay. This one, you guys can earn bonus points. Who has the most passing yards in a game? I saw Walker first. All right. What team did he play against? North Little Rock, James Martin.
Wow.
What year was it?
It was like.
Wait, raise your hand. Rally?
No, I answered it.
No, incorrect.
It was 21.
Incorrect.
No, 2020.
No, James, we're not spitting our heads. All right, look. We'll give James 2 points for that. Because,
what?
No, you get bonus points. Oh, he guessed Ledbetter and North Little Rock.
Oh, my
gosh. Wait, no, you guessed Ledbetter because you raised your hand. So James got one and you got one.
How many passing yards did he have?
534. Can anybody guess the second pass record that was previous before him?
Most interceptions?
No, it's in two. It's in 2000. I forgot his name. He threw 508 yards on Benton.
Ooh.
Yeah. Oh my
gosh. Yeah, how many?
I forgot his name. I mean, I can find
they
it.
Just
but
not hand the ball off. Like,
oh, they threw it all over. It's some old quarterback, something crazy. Oh, I have him here. Hold on. Where are you at?
I don't think anybody knows this one.
Oh, absolutely not. Nobody knows this one.
I only know two other quarterbacks in Brown history.
Lance Parker.
I've heard that name before.
Lance Parker threw all over Benton. So. Oh, and Scott Peeler was a dog, too. I'm going through these records,
Ooh.
And Scott Peeler and Lance Parker have it going in the 2000s. All right, questions. We'll start with Burke. So there's five more Bryant questions. That's the five Bryant questions.
All right. Who holds the record for the most total yards in a game?
Total yards.
Total yards. James Martin.
James.
Latavius Scott.
Wrong.
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 Wow.
James Martin.
Wrong.
Wrong. Uh-oh.
Tanner Anderson?
Wrong.
Wrong.
I thought we talked about this before.
Oh, my God. It is him.
How many yards is it?
302.
Wow. 302.
When was this?
Very recently.
Very recent.
Me?
No. No. Oh, my God. Someone just raised their hand and think of a player on our team.
Right now? It's a running back.
Myron Thrash.
Myron Thrash is right. He had 300.
Yeah.
He had 302 yards, total yards. Yeah, but then he had a 70-yard screen pass.
Yeah.
Total yards.
That counts as total yard, not just rushing and passing. Good question, Matthew.
Good, Burke.
Wow, that's a good one, guys. Wait, so he got one. So how many do you have now? Two. You're at four. James at three.
James at four, actually.
James at four.
Yeah, you
got. Oh, yeah, and then where are you at? Where's Rat? Rat's
at one?
Rat's at one.
And Drake's at
man
two.
Man of the people. And he's just at one right now.
This is all over the place.
Yeah, this is all over the place. All
right.
Second question.
How many yards did Hayden Strader put up against North Little Rock in 2020?
Remember, it's the 534-yard passing. Closest number. Everybody say a number.
Yeah.
We'll start across. Well, you raise your hand first, James. You go first. Everybody.
It was like 37.
All right. We'll throw out an exact number. 358. Okay. You throw out an exact number. Just whoever gets closest.
284.
Well, James, Myron has the total yards.
That's right.
Myron has the total yards. Myron has the total yards. How would Hayden be above him?
I'm going to say just 300 on the dot.
Okay. You said what? What'd you say?
I'm saying 285.
What'd you say?
358. Yeah.
What'd you say?
300 on the dot.
I'm like 90% right now.
Right. What'd you say?
284. You're close.
He's closer.
Yeah. Nick Miller, it's 266.
Yeah, really?
Yeah, 266 yards.
Like
358 yards? Are you kidding me? He would have beat Myron. He would have been.
Yeah. Yeah.
But at the same time, he was more crazy than me.
Oh, okay. It's pretty already mentioned.
It's already mentioned, but question three. How many touchdowns did James Martin score against Rodgers in 20?
Walker's five. Hand was first.
Right.
Remember, this is a game show, James. You can raise your hand if you'd like. Oh, okay. It was about you, so you didn't want to. All right.
All right. Question four. When is the last time Ben has beaten Bryant in softball? I saw James.
2014.
Wrong.
That's a tie.
2013.
No, we beat him that year.
No, we did. Oh, it was a streak.
Yeah.
2010?
No. Wrong. No, we're getting closer, though. We're hacking at the tree. Nope. I said we're getting closer, then you went up.
Well, it's not in the modern softball era. It's
2007.
No.
We're thinking outside of War Memorial.
Ratliff? Well, you go. You have the mic. Oh, you have the mic.
2003.
No.
99. No.
No.
It's not that far back.
Walker knows.
Is it 01?
No.
All right.
It's got to be 04 right. Then.
It's 05. 2005.
We were dancing
around the answer. Golly. All right. Man. Are we getting into...
Not yet?
Okay.
Question five.
Question five.
How many times has Bryant scored 70 points in the 2020 season?
Twice.
Bonus points. Which teams?
Right.
Conway.
Wait, he raised his hand. You said one. What's the other one?
Conway. It was 70-33.
And then there's one more in the 2020 season. Do you have it? Ratliff, you raised your hand. Hand on the mic. He raised his hand.
Southwest 70-0.
Yeah, we scored 70 at their crib.
Conway, it was 70-33. Southwest.
That was their first year in the conference.
Yeah,
that was their first year.
Wow. All right, let's get into some trivia questions. This is where everybody should just be dancing around and having fun, man.
Bill, you start us off.
I got some questions cooked up.
What?
How many did I get bonus points?
You got one. Wait, no, you said both of them.
Yeah.
You got both.
All right, I got some questions cooked up.
Two bonus points from that.
I have.
Walker's winning right now, I'd say.
Yeah.
I have seven.
Yeah,
I have seven right now. Because I had four, then I answered.
Yeah, he got 3 points.
Five.
I don't know, like four.
Yeah, I had five, then I answered throws. They gave me six and seven. So I got 7 points.
Ratliff, man, crowd favorite. Crowd favorite, 1 point.
All right, got a couple good, fun questions cooked up for y'all. Name all nine of Santa's reindeer.
Oh, we saw Miller.
Dasher, Dancer, Prancer. Vixen, Comet, Cupid.
Oh, there's
three more.
There's three more. Keep going.
Donner, Blitzen,
and then one more.
Rudolph.
Yes.
There you go. That baby Miller.
What a point.
What a Miller. Point. Right away, he got it.
I know all of them actually. Song.
Yeah, that sounds good. Pause. If you answer the question, hand the person the mic that raised their hand first.
Okay.
Just saying. All right, let's go.
All right. It's a little multiple choice. What is faster? The speed of light, speed of sound, or James Martin?
Speed of light.
Yes. At a 1,186,000
I don't know if James Martin would disagree.
Not that fast.
James, are you disagreeing with that?
I mean.
You feel like nobody can hawk you down? Like
nobody hawk me down.
Probably not, but maybe the speed of light can hawk you down. All right, next one. What about light just behind you? Like, you think you can make it to the bed, like, when you turn the lights off before the lights go off? All right, next question.
All right, let's see. All right, in the NFL, who was the only team to go undefeated and win the Super Bowl?
It was Carter.
I did not see.
100% with me. Miami Dolphins.
Yep. Do you know what year?
76.
No.
72.
Woo! Left the door open. They split the points.
Wow.
72 Dolphins.
Hey, that's a point. Does he get a point for that?
He does get a point.
He gets a point. Carter's got 2 points, though. Go, baby.
Okay. Let's hop into some little fun here. What temperature... Just water bowl.
Oh, Ratliff was up.
Ratliff
it don't matter.
Question.
He was ready to
212.
Go. 212.
There we go.
I
thought I would stump someone.
Yeah, we think y'all would know that just because. Ratliff was up just before. Wow. Ratliff with three. He's coming from behind.
There we go.
We've been doing that the whole time.
All right. Another fun question we have here. I want to hear the official title of our name, of our field / stadium.
Miller was up.
Jordan Walker.
Miller, do you have it? I don't. I
want to hear
I want to hear official, like Conway's is John McConnell Stadium or something. I don't know. Is it on the stadium?
I mean,
pause. Get in a little bit. Get in tight. So whenever, yeah, we just quickly pass the mic around. I feel like this is gonna be bad because you can't hear as people as good. Yeah. All right, go again. Resume.
What do y'all think is the official name of our field / stadium?
So it's not what we all think it is, which is Brian Horner Stadium. Is it David Ouellette Family Dentistry DDS?
No,
it's not that. They're sponsored. I think they're sponsored. Hey, aren't they?
You're overthinking it.
Overthinking it. Let me see the answer.
We all think it's Brian Horner Stadium, though.
Where am I looking at?
I always thought it was just like the Nest.
What?
The Nest.
Oh, okay.
I mean, it's not too far out.
Where do we go to get ready for the salt bowl?
That's right. Where do we go?
Where do we go?
Where's Pep Rally at? Where's Community Pep Rally at?
Oh,
Miller?
Miller? The Everett Stadium.
That's close enough. That's we'll give it to it.
Everett Field at Hornet Stadium.
Everett Field.
Okay, well, I wasn't going to be like,
yeah, it is.
Yeah.
Good job, Miller. Where are you at? Job. Four?
Good pool.
He's at five.
Miller's at five. Yeah. Wow. Yeah.
Sticking with football here, speaking of our stadium, how far wide is our field? Jordan?
53 and a half yards.
Ooh, incorrect.
It's close.
52 and a half yards.
No.
Incorrect. Whoa.
Four?
Just 53?
No.
Oh, no, that's a – oh, you mean like past the – like
we need the
– no. Talking inside the –
we need precise.
You didn't have the fraction 52 correct.
52 yards?
Oh, no.
No way.
Golly, guys, just got –
I know it is 53 and – one fourth?
No. Oh. You're dancing around it. Somebody raise their hand, man.
I have no shot.
Go, Jordan.
Go again, Jordan.
53 and three fourths.
No. God, just raise your hand to guess it? A fraction, Carter. 53 and what? Let Carter go, man.
53 and a half?
He already said that. One more. All right, fraction. No, we can't.
We're scrapping this one.
53 and a third.
53 and a third, man. 160 feet.
God.
53 and a third.
I mean, a half, a fourth, three fourths.
I mean, I was the closest. I mean, I think.
No point given.
You know, skipping around here. This threw me for a doozy.
Threw you for a doozy?
Threw me for a doozy. Let's Outside of alcohol, what is the most popular drink in the world?
Oh, Nick knows that. Miller knows it.
It's got to be tea.
No, that's why he doesn't know it.
Is it water?
No.
It threw me for a doozy.
You limited to two guesses. Come on, Miller.
Last guess.
Oh, I know it.
Oh, Carter knows it.
Knows it.
Miller's got to get this wrong here.
It's got to be like... Coffee?
It's coffee. Yeah,
it's coffee.
It's, all right.
It's coffee.
Nah, we're all good.
Oh, it's coffee.
All right, I'll do my last one. I'll be my ender. So, somebody didn't know so long ago. How can you tell how far away lightning strikes? Nick Miller?
You count how many seconds it takes for the sound to get to you.
There we go.
Wow, Miller's hot. He's the trivia guy.
He's at seven right now.
He's at seven. What's Walker at?
Big brain guy. Walker's at eight.
Eight. This is a close game. What's James at? Like four.
Four. Yeah.
James only knows football.
Scores at two.
No, you're at three.
You're at three. You're at three.
All right.
Let's go. We got five more questions in here.
All right. Let's go with the most recent holiday. What is the most popular Thanksgiving side?
Oh.
Miller.
Side?
Yeah.
Side.
Let's get it. Let's Ratliff. Ratliff. You throw out a side.
I mean, I'm in between two.
Mashed potatoes?
You're right.
Well, what's second? What do you think
macaroni,
second?
Macaroni. That's where I was going.
Probably mac and cheese.
Is your family more. Hey, let's roll a real question. Is your family more of a turkey or ham?
Turkey.
Turkey.
A fried turkey.
We throw ham.
Ribs. James said ribs. We have both, but I'm a turkey guy all the way. Y'all fry it or bake it? Fried turkey or bake?
The Fordyce like me and Jordan are.
you fry the turkey. Oh, yeah. God. Let's see the next one.
All right. We're going a little bit of football here.
You guys are not cool.
No. What conference is University of Las Vegas in?
All right, this
Bro.
Is rigged.
That's
Mountain
rigged.
West.
Yeah, right. I'm going to give you a point for that.
The dude who has the offer.
Boy, Drake would have known that one, but Drake had to step aside to watch film.
Mm-hmm. All right. Who sung the song All I Want for Christmas? Mariah Carey.
Yes! Yes! Let's go, baby.
Give me that.
You just got that answer. That's a slap. Great job. Great joke. Next one.
All right. What is the tallest tree in the world?
Oh.
Oh.
My hand was up. Like the tallest type of tree, or there's a tree?
There's a tree that's
that's known?
Okay. Yeah.
Oh,
I mean, there, it's like a type of tree, or is it a tree that's known?
It's a tree. It's a tree.
Okay.
Who is it?
You.
A red oak.
You are right, but that's part of the answer.
We'll give you a point for it, but if you know it, we'll give you a point.
California.
Oh.
Yeah.
California red oak?
California red oak.
Mm. We'll give you both
up there
a point for that.
Northern California.
Give them both a point. Walker and Miller Todd?
No, I have not any.
Yeah.
Oh, okay, we might have to go to a showdown if Miller gets another one. Now, what question are we on? Second to last?
We're done with my questions. Let's go to yours.
Ooh.
I'm out of questions.
Oh no.
Uh-oh.
Well,
are you out of questions?
Let's
see. I had Tim. Does that mean Jordan Walker won? Uh-oh.
Really? I have...
Miller's got a tie here.
I can throw some in there.
I see
but
the veins.
Between y'all two.
Both hold the mic.
Who?
Raise your hand.
Was the
left
quarterback... Hand. Before they're better.
I saw Miller first.
I think it was too.
Do you not know who it is, Miller?
Oh my God.
Do you not
know? Come on.
I'm blinking.
You got 10 seconds. That's no, don't give him any.
No hints.
What?
Miller, this is going to solidify Jordan's win if you don't know it.
Okay. Well,
think real hard.
I don't want to think too hard.
You know, Diary of Wimpy.
There you go, Jordan.
Diary of Wimpy Kid, Greg's brother.
He's a Ren Heffley.
Wow. You knew that, Miller. Is that it? Does that mean Jordan Walker won?
I guess
that means Jordan
wins.
Walker won.
Crab it up, man. I mean, that was a great job by Jordan Walker. Won the trivia. Said he wasn't good at trivia. Who did the worst?
Carter.
Man, it's all right, man. You know, I mean, it happens. So, we have a little bit of time left. Just a little bit. So, you know, hey, fellas, the game. Let's talk about it. Miller, we didn't get you in here to the podcast 2 days ago. Talk about how you were feeling after that pick and that fumble recovery.
Okay, so after my turnover, it was just pure adrenaline.
Pure adrenaline.
I was so hype.
So hype.
You know,
I mean, it was impressive.
Carter over here.
Yep.
Was my hype man. I was here.
Carter was the hype man.
Yeah, so.
I don't know how you were. Fumble recovery, I was looking to help with you, but you were walking to the sideline. So
probably tired.
All right, but my pick was a different story, so.
Yeah, I remember, when we were watching the Conway Corbin, when they threw the pick, they were like, after he threw the pick, they were like,
I didn't watch the broadcast.
They were so mad, man. And then they go, where's they're not big and tall? Nick Miller's big and tall linebacker. Of course he's big and tall. But, Jordan, we didn't get you in here. And, James, talk about the game, man. You know, like, how'd you feel, James? You know, that long touchdown run. Oh, we're going to Jordan? All right, we'll go to Jordan.
Oh, I mean.
No, we'll get James last.
We'll end on a high note.
And all right. So, Jordan, you know, started off first quarter not so hot. You know, we weren't clicking as an offense, but then we started clicking as the game went on. Outscored them 24-6 in the third quarter. So, I mean, it was just like, how'd that happen? You know, how we feel?
Because we just got that electrifying offense, you know what I mean? You know what I'm saying? We're just them guys, if you know what I mean. Nobody has scored a single point on Conway at home this season, and we scored 52 on them on their home.
That's good stuff. John McConnell Stadium.
They held everybody to zero, except for us.
Oh, yeah.
John
McConnell Stadium on Pinch Street. I don't know what that means, but. Nightmare on Pinch Street. I like that. James, I mean, talk about it. Long run, you know? I mean, what else? Like, you just great game. How you feeling?
Came into the game feeling awesome. You know, at first we started slow, but then, you know, when you put the ball into your playmaker's hands, you see what happens. Like
you
Carter
see what
Ratliff,
happens.
You know,
Ratliff.
Playmaker.
Yeah.
Jordan Walker, playmaker.
James Martin, Montorian Singleton.
Playmakers.
Case and Tricky.
You know, we just had our – we came out. We came out, and, you know, the long run, you know, it really went
solidified, that's good stuff.
Yeah, it was good stuff, but, you know,
you got to move on.
Didn't celebrate too much, but got to move on.
Leads me into the next question. You know, we're going to playoffs. What's that mentality like, you know?
Same thing from last year. BTA.
Same thing. Built to booty. BTB.
Let's get it.
You know, we already talked to Ratliff about the game. You know, what's your playoff mindset?
Same thing. BTA.
Built to booty.
Yep.
Love that.
Original.
Well, turnovers.
Yeah. Well, thank you guys for tuning in. Hopefully this was a fun one. We really appreciate everybody listening, and we're out. Peace.
Have a good bye week.